The city has released a media statement saying that they have received information that a group of people are intending on unlawfully occupying parts of the District 6 restitution land in central Cape Town. Now, this land, as you will know, is earmarked for the beneficiaries, the rightful beneficiaries who were forcibly removed from the area by the apartheid government. To tell us more about this, I'm joined by Malusi Boy, who is the MACO member for Human Settlements at the City of Cape Town. Malusi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me on Cape Talk. So your information says that there are a group of people who wants to occupy the land illegally. Do you know who they are?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. And I do know, and because the presentation has been done to me, and I do know who the people are.
Okay, I just need to get that again. I can't hear you clearly. You say you do know who they are?
They've been presented to me.
Yes.
And I do know the people that have been presented to me.
Okay, so they've now been presented to you. You have your plans for rolling out and getting the beneficiaries, the rightful beneficiaries, into the District 6 areas where the houses have been built. What has been your interaction with those people to date?
Okay, one of the things that I need to clarify on is that they've been engaging with provincial government.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the office of Minister Simmons, and through through an official of Mr. Kubuza. And I've had two interactions with them in March, and I think on the 20th and on the 24th of March. On the two occasions, I've indicated to them that because they've been engaging the province, I'll make sure that whatever process that the province has committed to them, as the City of Cape Town, will support them. And thus far, we have done that. And to this point, I've also reported to the mayor, which is Dan Plato, to indicate to them that we will support whatever the province is doing. So for us, we will support the province. Because remember, what the call is about is about them getting housing opportunities in their respective areas, because they're not coming from the one area. They're coming from different areas. And we'll say that the city will always support the different programs that is happening in the different areas.
Two questions, Malusi. We're running out of time, sadly. Have you had interactions with the District 6 Working Committee on the latest information, and what has been their response to you? And also, will you take us into your confidence and tell us who these people are, please?
Well, I don't know what you mean by the District Committee, but the people concerned, I've had two conversations with them. And I've indicated to them that we'll make sure that because the process is being spearheaded by the province, we will support the province to make sure that their issues are addressed. But secondly, on your latter point, I don't know when you indicate that we want to support any program. We support any program that is developing citizens of Cape Town.
When I was referring to the District 6 Working Committee, clearly because they are really the spokespeople of the rightful claimants, I do need to know whether or not you have informed them and what their response to you as the Human Settlements MACO member is, because surely they should be concerned about this as well.
Look, that is a program of restitution, and it's a program that is being spearheaded by national government. And at no stage as local government, we do not support it. And we always support that particular program. And that's why I'm saying, for us, we'll support that national program, but also these vulnerable groups that are seeking some level of attention, will also support them.
Mm. Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. That's Malusi Boy, Mayoral Committee Member for Human Settlements at the City of Cape Town, telling us about the information about a group of people who are intending on unlawfully occupying parts of the District 6 restitution land in central Cape Town. Of course, this land is for the rightful beneficiaries who were forcibly removed under the Group Areas Act back then. The city says they are liaising with all affected landowners in the area, the National Department of Rural Development, Land Reform, and some private organizations such as church and tertiary institutions. A meeting with the District 6 Working Committee ended in them saying that they are committed to protecting the land and to working with the city to ensure that the restitution process proceeds without unnecessary delays. And the city saying it will do everything in its power and within the law to protect the rightful beneficiaries of District 6, and that's according to Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato.